100.9 WIFM, 15 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and it's time for the Elk and Valley Trails Association report. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Take it away, my friend.
Hey, Dill. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What have you got for us?
Lots of things going on, especially this weekend. We have the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail, the premier North Carolina hiking trail, 1,150 miles from Klingman's Dome all the way to Jockey's Ridge, and about 60 miles of that comes through Wilkes and Surry County. And the Elk and Valley Trails is the task force leader for Section 6, which is that section of the trail, and we're working diligently and building that trail, and as part of the interest of the Mountain to Sea folks, last year they had their 40th anniversary event in Elkin at the Liberty, and they're coming back again this weekend. So there'll be probably 250 different and new people in town this weekend. So if you see strangers out and about, there'll be some of those folks. They're hikers and bikers, paddlers, and that sort of thing. So they're out, real outdoor folks, and they like what we're doing here in our community and the greater Elkin area. They've got some events that are going on this weekend that just anybody could attend. There's an art crawl downtown. Foothills Arts Council has an art opening. The November Room has got a big quilt show plus a bunch of artists in the November Room. For those that haven't been down there, I'd really recommend that. Got some good coffee. They have wine there. It's a pretty remarkable place. It's right near the Tribune office there. And also the quilt shop, they have a quilt sale going on, and in addition to the quilt show by the Elkin Quilting Association, there's the quilt shop downtown and DeHaines, and basically they're donating some of the sale, percentages of the sales to the trails to help us promote and build more trails more quickly. And so the things that we're doing right now that are of interest to people that are walking the trail a lot, you notice that we have a new privy out there. It's about a mile out, and so about halfway for the mountain bike trail. Of course, it's much longer, but with all the serpentine, I think the mountain bike trail now is 5.3 miles, the whole thing. But there's a nice privy out there that the park is taking care of, but the trails raise the money for it. And it was really Jim Harrell Sr.'s idea. Jim Harrell III has helped us. Sarah Stevens has helped us. Gene Beale, Fred Edson, Winston-Salem Foundation, Marianne Reeves, Evie, and Rebel Good. A lot of people have helped make that really nice outdoor facility available for hikers now, so you can walk and not have to worry about that part of it. The next thing we're building out there is a bridge at Crooked Creek. So after you cross the past the dam and the lovely signs that are all out that way, the Shoe Factory Dam, then the 140-foot bridge. It's about 8/10 of a mile to the next bridge, which is 178 feet, and then there's a nice trail swoop around there and a primitive area and picnic area. But right at the end of that trail, at Crooked Creek, we're building a 75-foot bridge, working with Lock Row, and the town of Elkin is helping us work on or getting a grant for that, and so we're working together with them. And we're raising a little matching money. That's why we have the Yakin Valley Tour de Vino coming up along with the wine festival. And hope that if you have like road rides of 30, 31, there are two different routes, 50, 75, and 100-mile rides, and they go by a lot of vineyards. So if you're interested, look into that, sign up. It's the Yakin Valley Tour de Vino. You can find them on the website. So we'll be building that bridge, we hope, in October. Maybe a little bit sooner, but probably in October. Carter Falls, still making a lot of progress there. We've roughed in the trail. It's still not open to the public. We are going to have some activities that take people out there, but you have to have a guided tour to get in right now because you don't have all the signs up. And so that's what's going on at Carter Falls. Bridges School is going to help with some of the maintenance out there. So we're excited about that possibility. And we're getting close to our time out here. Big shout out to Prism Medical Products. They had 40-some people out there working about 2 weeks ago, getting the trail all ready, digging trenches, spreading grass, putting out straw, doing a lot of work out there. So big shout-out to Prison Medical Products. And final thing, if you've got a dog and you're interested in the dog park, look for the Friends of the Elk and Dog Park on Facebook and sign up for it. And after we get behind this, the Elk and Valley Trail is not actually doing it, but a lot of people in the trails have dogs, and so we're helping with it. So we're, thanks to Jack Parton and some other folks, we have a great opportunity to go to Elk and Dog Park. So go to Friends Elk and Dog Park and sign up, put your name down. We have a board. We've got the 501c3 set up. And after next month, probably in April, we'll have a big meeting at the library, and hopefully we'll start a dog park in town.
Okay. All right.
That's about
it. Sounds good, buddy.
How's
it's
that?
The Elk and Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgeon. We'll talk next week. See you, brother.
Okay, Doug. Bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, remind you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.